Welcome back to our Indianola Spring Sports Spotlights on KNIA, talking with sophomore Abby Jensen. Abby, thank you very much for joining us. What were your expectations at the end of last soccer season, knowing that you're heading into your sophomore season and the squad had some big expectations for this year?
Oh, I was super excited for this season to start. When Corona hit, I was so sad, and I've really felt bad for the seniors. I mean, I think it's bringing us closer together as a team, even though, yes, we are apart, but, I mean, in the future, the next season is going to bring us even more closer together as a team.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So let's go back to your preparation for this season, because one thing I've heard from a lot of the soccer athletes has been there was a lot of participation in the off-season workouts. It kind of felt like the team really bonded there. So kind of talk about your experiences with that.
Oh, yeah. All of us had workouts leading up to the season, including like winter workouts or practices every couple weeks. And that alone prepared us for the season, let alone, just us being there for each other.
Well, absolutely. What were your personal expectations coming in? I know something I've heard about has been, yeah, the team wanted to pick up more wins, but what were your personal goals, if you had any?
Yes. I mean, yeah, I agree. We did want to pick up a few more wins, but we also wanted just to bond more as a team and as a community and have just a lot more people show up at our games, even if we win or we don't win. We just want our community to be more involved with just the soccer program alone.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that team culture that you've been referencing. Everyone I've talked to said it's a lot of fun, a lot of great memories there. So talk about your experiences with kind of that team bonding, some of your favorite memories.
My favorite memories probably last year was just all of us getting hyped up on the bus rides to many, many away games, or just us. Just us coming together and being there for each other. All of us go through rough times or anything, and all of us are very kind and sweet to each other. But when it comes to on the field, we always try and push each other to do our best and to work harder. Yeah.
All right. Perfect. Yeah. Well, and then I know you already mentioned this year's seniors is pretty heartbreaking for them. I guess, what did you learn from them, and what are you going to try and emulate from them in the future?
Oh, for the seniors, I want to push myself to do better for them, because, I mean, my sophomore year went by just like that, and I don't say in anything, and I'm already going into my junior year now, so I just want to like relive the moments during the season and be thankful for everyone in my corner, everyone as a team and as a family, just being there for each other. And I just want to be thankful for a lot more than I have been.
Awesome. Well, what are your plans for the future? And I know you're heading into your junior season, so planning for that, and then next year's soccer season.
Yeah, I'm going to continue to do workouts and push myself to become better, not just for me, but for my teammates. And I want to push them even more so that we can be better as a team.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. We really appreciate it, and best of luck next year.
Yep, thank you.